Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, yeah. Ran into a Rocco in my restroom. Singer slash actress in my bedroom. Got a half a ticket for a walkthrough. Everything I do is big. I talk big money, I talk big homes. I sell out arenas, I call like getting domed. $1 million voice, came through the phone. We heading to the top, if you coming, come on. I'm flying out to pizza, just to get some pizza. Fly out to Jamaica, to break a couple trees up. Sex on the beach, left love speeches. They say that money talk, tell these other boys keep up. What's up?
Baby, I was born in August, Malio. Yes, roar. But, yes, thank you so much. Special broadcast. Very giddy, very happy, because tomorrow is the one-year celebration of Culture Shock Entertainment Report broadcasting on blogtalkradio.com. So I'm just super, super excited. And I see some of you are also, obviously, because my listenership is definitely, definitely growing. Almost about to exceed 49K views. So thank you so much for encouraging topics. Thank you so much to Mr. Mike, that dude, whom I call Big Mike also. I've called him Big Mike the 23-plus years that we've been friends. And talked with him earlier today, and he is on a road trip right now, but he definitely plans to be a part of the one-year celebration tomorrow. If you've been with Culture Shock Entertainment Report since day one, since a year ago, you remember my friend, who's also Dallas-based, like Rich Ruffney. But I don't know if they know each other or not, but just ironically, you know, both of my friends who have co-hosts with me are based in the Dallas Metroplex area, native Mississippians, but are based there in Big D. And you're probably wondering why you're not there. I know. I used to travel back and forth, so I plan on doing that in the near future and traveling other places also. So there are other cities that are very enticing. You know, there are other places. But I think Big D, because Big D, I'm getting all kind of job offers where I can, you know, make good money plus attend Vita Institute. So I can finally open my dream business of a boutique salon by the name of Just Lounge, and also blossom other fashion lines that I have always dreamed of about since I was a little girl. But, okay, let's go to the topic that we're talking about. Today's show is all about the economy and the state of the U.S. economy. And so on. So, you know, are you optimistic about the state of the economy? I posted articles and just facts and videos just within this past hour, or really this week, and something I do anyway. I always post information regarding the economy, if it's the U.S. or world economy, or Jackson, Mississippi, or Mississippi economy. I post more about Jackson, Mississippi. Really, there's a lot of info that I have recently posted, and I was just checking out just the basic definition of the economy. Like I said, I've always had this fascination with our economy, our free enterprise system, since I was in elementary school. When I found out how the free enterprise system and the free market operates, I was like, just been gung-ho ever since. And it is a major part of our way of life and our living and so on. So if I feel like I'm being a little hesitant, it's because I was on Tumblr, and then when the song stopped, I stopped automatically. So I'm just trying to get a Tumblr deal out, promoting the show, of course. So I'm just feeling all excited, you know. Wow, this is amazing. We have Super Tuesday happening. Shout out to the state of Illinois. The GOP candidates are hoping for a good turnout in the state of Illinois. And Santorum is saying that if he wins Illinois, that would be his 11th state. And he's comparing him. If you all been keeping up with the media, political media, he's like, y'all know how much I love me from Ronald Reagan. So he's been, like, comparing himself to Ronald Reagan's campaign in 76, stating that if Ronald Reagan in 76, he had won 11 states. And he's doing good because he has won two. And if he wins 11, then he would be, like, you know, the new Ronald Reagan, in other words. He didn't call him the new Ronald Reagan, but he was just making a comparison. And then also Romney, he's been tickling me, having a blast campaigning up in Illinois. And he tickled me talking about those pancakes and so on. He has a slim fit. He's eating all this good food. That he traveled to. He's going to have to loosen that belt a little bit. It's just amazing. It's good to see the GOP candidates out there campaigning, plus the president. How many of you seen the first lady, David Letterman? I was half asleep, but I saw some of the interview. I love the story about going to Target. I remember when that broke news last year, so that's amazing. And then I love the question that David asked her about when married couples ask each other questions at the end of the day. That was pretty amazing. But let's talk about the economy. Wow, are you optimistic or not? Feel free to call. I'm in the chat room. The chat room is open. 714-409-0614. There's been so much news happening. I mean, yesterday, I mentioned to you all before, I have a Ustream channel. My Ustream channel is Culture Shock, KULTURESHOK. This is it. And I have two channels that I broadcast from my Ustream channel, and it's called Culture Shock and Image Mechanism. But I love watching other channels. And so one of my favorite channels is TMZ, because I love TMZ. I love Celebrity Justice. And so Harvey Levin and his crew are just amazing. So I was just amazed at the story that broke as I was watching of them, TMZ on Ustream, regarding the OWN network and the massive firing that recently occurred. Not just the story of Rosie O'Donnell's show being canceled, but just that massive firing that occurred. There's just a story to, I guess, that we all would be watching, huh? So, I hope they're able to restructure the network and do what needs to be done, because, I mean, obviously it's a needed outlet. One of my Facebook friends said, well, she doesn't need the money, but, I'm sure she doesn't want to be in the red, but I'm sure it's an outlet that, that's an outlet for others that she definitely wanted to help. And I'm like, what am I talking about? Because in 97, I was planning on broadcasting a community TV show called Community Voice or The Voice. And because I was going to use the Prince written song by Mavis Staples' song, The Voice is my theme song. And I already told him and asked him, hey, is it okay for me to use that song as my community song for my community TV show that I plan on putting on air? But I ended up not putting the show on air, but I did get a lot of footage for that particular show. But I had requested back in the day, asked her for sent a certified letter and asked for, just a request for research material so I can do a story about her, and even if she wanted to be a part of it. It was a community show. I never did hear anything, which that was a rarity, because ever since, I have always got some kind of feedback from whomever that I contact, from local celebrities to worldwide celebrities. But I didn't hear anything from her. But a year later, I did meet her in Kosciuszko when she came to home to premiere Beloved. So, that was my one time meeting Oprah, which I've talked about once before, when one of my listeners, who's a big Oprah supporter like I am, had called in. So I just hope things can, for the best, because we don't want to see that network collapse. But, it's all in trial and error, like any network, I'm sure. Even my internet show right here, I'm in developing stages, and I'm glad that it's on the up and up. But it's not just getting on the air and talking. I mean, it's really like incorporating it. It's an entertainment lifestyle show, and it's definitely part of my lifestyle, incorporating it. There's no reason why I love morning shows. I love late night shows, but there's no reason why I have it normally scheduled for early in the morning. So regardless of what I'm doing, work, school, or whatever, I can definitely broadcast the show early in the morning. I won't go on and on, because we're talking about the economy and time is running out. Again, 714-409-0614. I want to shout out those that are attending Fashion Week New Orleans also, which is starting tomorrow on March the 21st and will conclude on Saturday, March the 24th. So it'll be all day Wednesday, all day Thursday, all day Friday, and all day Saturday. Sugar meal taking place. It's going to be like over 35 incredible runway shows featuring retailers, boutiques, established and emerging designers who will participate in a Project Runway style competition. That sounds fun. And the goal is to showcase the talents and collections of Southern designers, brand houses, boutiques, and retailers in a series of runway shows, fashion events, and exhibitions. Don't miss out on this year's Fashion Week festivities. They have visit New Orleans Facebook page. But the price is only $35 to $60. So shout out to those of you that are traveling to New Orleans, or those of you that are in New Orleans, if you didn't know about this, check it out. And those of you that are producing this fabulous Fashion Week in New Orleans, I have always wanted to be a part of spearheading something of that sort here in the Jackson Metro area. I mean, it would just be great if we're part of Fashion Night Out, start really being actively involved in that event. But since we're talking about economics, the Mississippi Economic Council will have a event on April the 12th. I'm going to talk more about that event. And speaking of Mabel Staples, she will be honored and a guest performer at this event. I have posted information on my Facebook page and so on. So that is on April the 12th, and April the 5th is the deadline to register and to be a part of that event, or if you want to be a sponsor. But I'll talk more about that. But then the Mississippi Economic Council, you can like their Facebook page and visit their website to get more information, because it seems like it's going to be a very, very informative and celebratory day. April the 12th and April the 5th, an event that I love. That's more to my budget also. Now, I would love to go to the Mississippi Economic Council event. Maybe I should do my best to get on the media list so I can cover it for the show. But another event that is more suitable for my budget that I never miss is the Mississippi Business Journal. Also, like their page and follow them at MB Journal. It's MB Journal. And every year they have a business and technology expo. And it is always amazing. And last year I didn't even get a chance to really walk around the trade show floor because I stayed in the training seminars all day, from beginning to end, and any break I had, I peeked in and just did a little networking. But they start like back to back, so you take like your restroom break or a little lunch break, and then it's like back to back to back to back. And then Eagle Ridge Small Business Administration, Eagle Ridge Center for that's located at my alma mater of Hines Community College, they always are the ones that present the training seminars. And I love it. I love it. Gail Saxon is, I've known her for 20-plus years. She hired me when I worked for Mac Ray's department store out of college. I worked at Merry-Go-Round for years, but I had stopped working at Merry-Go-Round when I had became pregnant, was on bed rest and so on. And I didn't march in my graduation from Hines because I was bedridden. You all know, I talk about it often, my son had passed away like soon after he was born in September. But instead of going back to working for Merry-Go-Round, I seek employment with McRae's department store at the North Park location. And Gay Saxon was over human resources at the time, and she hired me. But Gay Saxon has been like director at Eagle Ridge Center for ages in Raymond. And sometimes she presents some of the training seminars, but it's just a hoot with Jim Harper from Raymond, Mississippi, and James Bennett from Rankin, Hines Community College branch, and Lisa Morgan and Beth Ferris, and a few others usually present the different training seminars. It's always awesome. But I'm gonna you know, work the floor and network also. And then also there's breakfasts and luncheons, and then at the end of the day, it's a 2-day event, but at the end of the day, it's an after business hour event. So it's just amazing. Good network. Mississippi asked me about certain companies, and even if you're not from Mississippi, it's a good event to come to Jackson to network and talk with some of these businesses collectively in one spot, and then just follow up when you leave, and so on. So have about 30 more seconds of live streaming. So what's up, what's up? It's springtime, that's what's up, and I'm loving it. We're loving it, right? So congrats again to Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. And now they're saying that Tim Tebow might become a Dolphin or a what, Jacksonville or Jag. But I just wanted to let you all know about that. But let's talk about this economy. I was checking out Wikipedia, and it's exactly what it says, economy of the United States. And I'm just looking at our main labor forces, and then I'm just looking at other info. Okay, I just want to read, like, the first paragraph or two. The economy of the United States is the world's largest national economy. Its national GDP, that means gross domestic product, right, was estimated to be over, estimated to be over $15 trillion in 2011, but we learned this GDP in elementary school, was estimated to be over, shout out to Jackson Public Schools, JPS, was estimated to be over $15 trillion in 2011. Approximately a quarter of nominal global GDP, the European Union has a large collective economy, but is not a single nation. Cinnamon! Please excuse me, my pooches are singing. The European Union has a large collective economy, but it's not a single nation. Its GDP at purchasing power parity is also the largest in the world, approximately a fifth of global GDP at purchasing power parity. The U.S. economy also maintains a very high level of output. In 2011, it was estimated to have a per capita GDP of $48,147, the seventh highest in the world, thus making U.S. one of the world's wealthiest nations. The U.S. is the largest trading nation in the world. Its three largest trading partners of 2010 are Canada, China, and Mexico. Because, you know, if some of us are going to talk about the economy, it's important for us to know the basics. And, you know, but we know this, right? The three largest trading partners of 2010 were Canada, China, and Mexico. There's like some breaking news happening right now. If you Google U.S. economy, there's some breaking news right now regarding China's economic growth and something about how America's economic growth is affecting China's economic growth. And, you know, we hear Donald Trump talk all the time about America and China's relations and so on. And then we remember when the president made that trip last year and was, you know, trying to come to terms and agreement also with China and along with other countries when he was traveling to different countries. The economy of the United States is a free market economy and has maintained a stable overall GDP growth rate, a moderate unemployment rate, and highest levels of research and capital investment. It has been the world's largest national economy, not including colonial empires, since at least the 1890s. It was also the world's largest economic entity between 1941 and 2004. Before 1941, the British colonial empire, after 2004, European Union. Most of the economy is classified as services, the country remains the world's largest manufacturer, representing a fifth of the global manufacturing output. So that's good news, even though it's looking kind of bleak when we look at the, you know, regarding manufacturing in America. Of the world's 500 largest companies, 133 are headquartered in the United States. This is twice the total of any other country. About 60% of the global currency reserves have been invested in the United States dollar, while 24% have been invested in the euro. The country is one of the world's largest and most influential financial markets. Foreign investments made in the United States total almost $2.4 trillion, which is more than twice that of any country. American investments in foreign countries total over $3.3 trillion, which is almost twice that of any other country. Total public and private debt was $50.2 trillion at the end of the first quarter of 2010, or 3.5 times GDP. The proportion of public debt was 9 times the GDP. Domestic financial assets totaled $131 trillion, and domestic financial liabilities totaled $106 trillion. As of 2010, the European Union as a whole was the largest trading partner of the U.S. That's what I thought. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, the European Union, because I'm like, yeah. Whereas Canada, China, and Mexico were the largest individual trading nations. Okay? As of 2010, the European Union as a whole was the largest trading partner of the U.S., whereas Canada, China, and Mexico were the largest individual trading nations. The labor market in the United States has attracted immigrants from all over the world. That's one thing that I always loved about studying social studies and American history and Mississippi history and world history when we talk about the United States and the Statue of Liberty and just what America means. And this right here is my point. The labor market in the United States has attracted immigrants from all over the world. The melting pot. I'm very sad that I not even hear people talk about the melting pot. I don't even hear our GOP candidates and the sitting president talk about the melting pot. That is something that was embedded in my head as a child, that this America is, you can live your American dream. If you were born here in America or if you travel from near or far, that America is the melting pot and we all should have equal opportunities to be who we want to be or who God definitely most importantly want us to develop into. So it says the labor market in the United States has attracted immigrants from all over the world and its net migration rate is among the highest in the world. The United States is one of its top-performing economies in studies such as the Ease of Doing Business Index, the Global Competitiveness Report, and others. So that's just amazing, amazing news. And I'm going to go on a little bit more in talking about the history because it's my favorite subjects. I promise you, I've loved English, history, social studies. Of course, I loved, you know, creative things like art. You know, when I was in junior high, my teacher used to allow me to student teach art because I honestly love art that much. And so my teacher, Mrs. Robinson, shout out to Mrs. Robinson, wherever she is, with short blonde hair, blue eyed teacher, and just fun. I mean, she used to allow me to student teach. My former classmates who are listening to the show, you know I'm telling the truth. You know, at least you let me student teach and so on because I loved art so much and just learning the basics. But history, I love history and economics. I graduated early and the last class that I took that so I could remain in my senior class of 86, I could have been in the class of 85, but 86, that fall, I graduated in June 1986, but I really finished everything in 85. And the two classes that I took were, and I was also working at Merry-Go-Round Enterprise, was economics and world history. And that same year, in that same class, I was voted vice president of production with our partnership with Junior Achievement. My fellow classmates But it's for me to be vice president of junior of production. You know, with our project, with our junior achievement project. Just letting you all know, I'm just fascinated with stories of the economic. And but you know, it just saddens me what goes on. And like it saddens most of you what's going on with the economy. But it's good that it appears that the economy is improving. Even Mitt Romney has been talking about recently in the media that he's very optimistic about the upswing of the economy and so on. But that's good. It seems like the sitting president and most people are optimistic, but, you know, it's hard out there. You know, really, I mean, this is just amazing. I know some of you saying, tell me about it, because you all have your own economic stories, and you all know I did start penning my book during the Thanksgiving holidays about, called The Rise, Fall, and Struggles of the Southern Middle Class, Untold Stories of Socioeconomic Truth. And so plan on having a documentary to accompany the book also. So it's all about, you know, economic successes, failures, and struggles. So, you know, share your stories also. Because I think it's going to blossom into being more than one book and one documentary, to be honest. I'm focused on getting this first one out. But back to the economic history of the United States. The economic history of the United States has its roots in European settlements. In the 16th, 17th, 18th centuries, the American colonies went from marginally successful colonial economies to a small independent farm economy, which in 1776 became the United States of America. In 180 years, the United States grew to a huge integrated industrialized economy. The steels make up a quarter of the world economy. The main causes were a large unified market, a supportive political legal system, vast areas of highly productive farmlands, vast natural resources, especially timber, coal, and oil, a cultural landscape that valued entrepreneurship, a commitment to investing in material and human capital, and at times a willingness to exploit labor. In addition, the U.S. was able to utilize these resources due to a unique set of institutions designed to encourage utilization and extraction. As a result, the U.S.'s GDP per capita converged on the eventually surpassed that of the U.K., as well as other nations that it previously trailed economically. The economy has maintained high wages, attracting immigrants by the millions from all over the world. In the 19th century, recessions frequently coincided with financial crises. The Panic of 1837 was followed by a five-year depression, with the failure of banks and then record-high unemployment levels. Because of the great changes in the economy over the centuries, it is difficult to compare the severity of modern recessions to early recessions. Recessions after World War II appear to have been less severe than early recessions, but the reasons for this are unclear. The Depression of 1893 was one of the worst in American history, with the unemployment rate exceeding 10% for half a decade. Oh, my God, you're talking about hard times. The United States has been the world, but, you know, my ancestors back then, from just what my mother have told me, my ancestors that were in Florence, Mississippi, they were doing pretty good. You know, they were doing pretty good back then in the early days. My great-great-great-grandfather was Caucasian, and my great-great-grandmother was African. You know, and but it's just hearing about the stories that my mother shared. My mother's 80; she was born in 1931, and just hearing her stories about great great grandfathers and mothers and so on. You know, those before me, they were doing pretty good here in Mississippi, in Florence, Mississippi. World's largest economy. The United States has been the world's largest national economy since at least the 1890s. The Empire, I'm looking at a picture of the Empire State Building. For many years, the Great Depression of the 1930s, when a danger of recession appeared most serious, the government sought to strengthen the economy by spending heavily itself or cutting taxes so that consumers would spend more, and by fostering rapid growth in the money supply, which also encouraged spending. So it just goes on and on, because it's almost time to conclude the show. So I don't want to just go on and on and on and on. But check out Wikipedia if you want to know more about the basics about America's economy. And also do your best to stay updated with what's going on in your respective cities or your favorite cities and states. Also, looking at a picture of a middle-class suburban development in San Jose, California. So just thank you, and thank you for networking with me and listening to the show. And tomorrow we're celebrating. Call me tomorrow and send happy, you know, one-year celebration wishes and birthday wishes and anniversary wishes to Coach Shaka the Tan Reports tomorrow via my profile page and via Facebook, Twitter, email, etc. And also I want to remind you all, visit My Mark Boutique at mymarkstore.com. You will get 2 free handed-over-hand creams with a $40 purchase. The coupon code is SPRING12, okay? And my favorite product, again, for the day, a Mark must-have, is the Whip It Up Body Butter. But it goes hand-in-hand with the free hand cream. So thank you so much for listening to Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports.